And then they also have many other things. Some material can use any kind of thing, any living thing. Some people can use a box, a beetles, in order to, for some reason. There's stories about those. And then they also can have the wind. If they have controlled the wind in their community, I mean, in their dream quest, in their dream vision, they can create this thing they want. They can use the wind to aggravate another person or a man who have insulted them, or a woman, or another material who is bothering them. The material can create a small tornado or a twister to go and attack that person. Or somebody can do many things. Or a person can just send something that physical, a very small thing, and send it to the another material to aggravate or to hurt or even to kill. These are things that happens. But these are some extra senses that people use, one of them that I say, to be able to project themselves into the distance without moving. And also to be able to see his eyes, mind's eyes going out there and actually see. And it usually actually happens. And these are the things that we know. And then there are other things that I cannot now remember. And these are the things that happens before the European came into this land. All our ancestors, all of every tribes have a similarities, not exact copy of each, but they are, it depends on a geographical location. If a person lives in a mountainous area, the animals and everything that lives there, that's what he associates with. And if a person lives by the bay, like the Hudson Bay, he has all sort of animals that he has to befriend with and use and be his helpers. And then there also the Medeo, not to do with it, this is nothing to do with the extra seven senses, but it has to do in a dream. Some people who dream during their dream, because they created, they would have created the beast of their own kind, of their own wish, of their own will, after they have mastered this thing. So they could create it in their minds some kind of a beast who will be able to fight for them. If another shaman is sending his beast to kill him or terrify him, he can create one and then fight the beast, only fight, but him, the two men just sit there and their minds fighting, and whoever is stronger is the winner. And if the beast, one of the beasts is killed, the Medeo dies right instantly. And they also, another thing the Medeo can do is to go into actual insight of a man's dream. They can go there. They can meet these guys in dreams. They would fight. And whoever killed in that dream dies, doesn't wake up again. So these are the things. Some people can even induce themselves to sleep and then go out there to fight their foe and return only if they survive. This is the real stuff I'm talking about. This is not what we see today when we say we saw Indian powwows and Medeo, and the people we saw running around the fire and people dancing around and all these physical things that we see. That's only the surface of the thing. It is only a ritualization of stuff that was partially done long time ago. That was done. It is only partially seen. But the real method doesn't show all these things. That is why most of these teaching, the Ojibwe's and not others in any tribes within across Canada, they do not tell you exactly what the Medeo is. That is why it's so considered highly secret. Because if you start telling the things, you have lost your will and your power. That's the concept of this thing. It's totally different than the Christian teaching. Not at all. And therefore, It has been said by our ancestors and elders,